Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, the podcast that breaks down complex research in bite-sized chunks. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating paper from Anthropic titled In-Context Learning and Induction Heads. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, lead researcher on this project, and Professor Wide Spectrum, a leading expert in AI safety and interpretability. Paige, welcome. Can you start by giving us some background on this research and why it's so important?
Thanks, Alex. This research is all about understanding how large language models, specifically transformers, learn new tasks on the fly without needing to be explicitly retrained. It's a phenomenon called in-context learning, and it's become increasingly important as these models become more powerful and are used in real-world applications.
So, in-context learning is like a language model's ability to adapt to new situations based on what it's just seen, right?
Exactly. Think of it as the ability to learn from the immediate context without needing to update the model's underlying parameters. It's kind of like a human understanding a new task based on a few examples.
That's really cool. But how does this relate to the induction heads mentioned in the title?
That's where things get interesting. Induction heads are a specific type of attention mechanism within transformers. They are circuits, essentially, that help the model find patterns and complete sequences based on previous occurrences. It's like a miniature algorithm within the larger model.
Can you explain that a bit further? What exactly are attention heads?
Sure. Imagine you're reading a sentence and you want to understand the meaning of a particular word. You might look back at the previous words in the sentence to understand the context. That's essentially what attention heads do within a transformer model. They allow the model to focus on specific parts of the input sequence, in this case, previous tokens, to better understand the current token and make predictions.
So induction heads are specific attention heads that are particularly good at finding patterns and completing sequences.
That's right. They essentially use this prefix matching behavior to look for instances of a current token in the sequence and then copy what came after it. For example, if the sequence is the cat sat on the mat, the cat, an induction head might recognize the repetition of the cat and predict sat on the mat as the next part of the sequence.
Okay, that makes sense. But the paper goes beyond this simple pattern copying behavior, right? It suggests that induction heads play a crucial role in more complex in-context learning.
Absolutely. That's the big innovation here. The authors found that the formation of these induction heads is strongly correlated with a dramatic improvement in in-context learning abilities. They actually observed a phase change during training, where in-context learning significantly improved, coinciding with the emergence of these induction heads.
That's a huge finding, Paige. It suggests that these relatively simple circuits, induction heads, might be the driving force behind this complex phenomenon of in-context learning.
Exactly. And it's not just a correlation. They did some fascinating experiments, like changing the model architecture to make induction heads easier to form. The result was that in-context learning emerged in models that previously couldn't do it. And it even happened earlier in models that already had some in-context learning ability.
Wow, that's quite a strong argument for a causal link between induction heads and in-context learning.
Yes. And they even went further, directly removing these induction heads from smaller models and observing what happened. Removing them resulted in a significant decrease in the model's ability to perform in-context learning. So the evidence is pretty compelling that induction heads are at least a major part of the story, especially in smaller models.
This is all very interesting, Paige. But before we delve deeper into the results, I think it's important to step back and hear Professor Spectrum's perspective on this research and its broader context. Professor Spectrum, what's your take on this work? How significant is it within the larger field of AI safety and interpretability?
It's a critical piece of the puzzle, Alex. This research is significant because it pushes us further towards understanding the internal workings of these powerful language models. We've been grappling with the problem of black box AI for a while, where we don't fully understand how these models arrive at their outputs. This research is a step towards opening up that black box, allowing us to see the mechanics of how these models learn and adapt.
And that's crucial for safety, right? We need to understand how these models work if we want to ensure they're used responsibly and ethically.
Absolutely. In-context learning poses a particular safety challenge. It means these models can learn new things, even unexpected things, just from the context they're given. If we don't understand how they learn in context, it becomes difficult to anticipate how they might behave and to mitigate potential risks.
So this research on induction heads could be a big step towards addressing that challenge.
Precisely. By understanding how these induction heads work and how they contribute to in-context learning, we can potentially identify and even control these learning processes. This is a key step towards building safer and more transparent AI systems.
That's very insightful, Professor Spectrum. Paige, let's dig a bit deeper into the methodology. Can you explain how the researchers actually measured and analyzed these induction heads?
Of course. The authors used a variety of methods to identify and study these induction heads. One key method was per-token loss analysis, which essentially tracks how the model's performance, measured by its loss, changes over the course of training. They also used principal component analysis, or PCA, which helped them visualize how different models' training trajectories evolve and identify key changes in their behavior.
So they were looking for specific changes in the model's performance that correlated with the emergence of induction heads.
Exactly. They found this phase change where in-context learning suddenly improved, and they showed that this coincided with the formation of induction heads in different models. It's really quite striking how consistent this pattern was across different model sizes and architectures.
Professor Spectrum, can you comment on the methods used in this paper compared to existing approaches in AI interpretability?
This paper takes a different approach compared to many existing methods. Many interpretability approaches focus on analyzing the model's predictions or its overall behavior. But this paper dives deeper, looking at the internal mechanisms of the model, specifically the attention circuits. This circuit-based approach allows for a more fine-grained understanding of how the model is actually working.
So they're not just looking at what the model does, but how it does it.
Yes, precisely. And it's a very valuable approach for understanding complex systems like deep learning models. This research also builds on a previous paper by the same authors, which established a framework for analyzing transformer circuits. That foundation helped them identify and study induction heads more effectively.
That's a great point. Paige, can you explain in more detail how they conducted their experiments and what specific results they found?
Sure. The researchers studied a range of transformer models, from small attention-only models with just a few layers and fewer parameters, to much larger models with dozens of layers and billions of parameters. They trained these models for various durations, saving snapshots at regular intervals. This allowed them to track the model's behavior over time and identify the phase change where in-context learning emerged.
So they basically tracked how the model's performance changed during training.
Yes, and they looked for specific correlations. For example, they found that the in-context learning score, which measured how much better the model was at predicting tokens later in a sequence compared to earlier ones, dramatically increased during the phase change, coinciding with the emergence of induction heads. This pattern was consistent across different model sizes.
So in larger models, they observed the same correlation between induction heads and in-context learning, even though they couldn't directly remove the heads as they did in smaller models.
That's right. In larger models, they relied more on correlational evidence and observed that the timing of the phase change and the formation of induction heads aligned very closely. They also found that these induction heads in larger models were capable of much more complex in-context learning behaviors, like translation and even abstract pattern matching.
That's quite remarkable. It suggests that these induction heads aren't just simple pattern copiers, but that they can learn more abstract and generalizable patterns.
Yes, they can. The researchers found that the same induction heads that were defined by their ability to copy simple sequences also exhibited these more complex behaviors. They even provided a mechanistic explanation for how this might happen, suggesting that these heads can learn to operate on more abstract representations, effectively generalizing their pattern completion abilities.
Professor Spectrum, any thoughts on this generalization of induction head behavior?
It's a crucial finding. it suggests that these circuits are capable of more than we initially thought, and that they might be playing a significant role in the emergence of more general intelligence in these models. This research is a clear example of how looking at the internal mechanisms of these models can reveal surprising and powerful capabilities that we might not have anticipated.
It's exciting, Paige. But like any groundbreaking research, there are limitations, right? What are some of the things that this study doesn't fully address?
You're right, Alex. This research is still in its early stages. While they provide strong evidence for the role of induction heads in in-context learning, especially in smaller models, there's still much to learn. For example, the study relies heavily on correlational evidence for larger models, and they acknowledge that other factors might be at play. They also didn't fully explore the mechanism of how induction heads enable these more complex behaviors, such as translation, or how they might relate to other learning mechanisms within the model.
Those are definitely important limitations. Professor Spectrum, what are some of the key research directions that could build on this work?
Well, it's clear that we need to continue investigating the role of induction heads in larger models with more complex architectures. We also need to examine how these heads contribute to other types of in-context learning beyond simple sequence copying, like few-shot learning. And of course, we need to understand how to control and even manipulate these heads to build more robust and predictable AI systems.
Paige, what are your thoughts on these future directions?
I agree with Professor Spectrum. I'm particularly interested in exploring the generalization of induction head behavior. How do these seemingly simple circuits learn to perform complex tasks, and how do they interact with other mechanisms within the model? It's a fascinating area of research with huge potential.
So, even though this paper doesn't provide all the answers, it lays a solid foundation for further research and opens up a new avenue for understanding how these powerful language models work. It's exciting to see how this research will shape the future of AI safety and interpretability.
Absolutely. This paper is a reminder that understanding these models, especially their internal mechanisms, is crucial for building a future with responsible and beneficial AI. It's a reminder that AI is not just about achieving impressive results, but about understanding the inner workings of these complex systems.
Paige, Professor Spectrum, thank you both for joining me today and sharing your insights into this groundbreaking research. It's been a fascinating journey into the world of in-context learning and induction heads. Listeners, I hope you've gained a deeper appreciation for the complexities of AI and the importance of research into interpretability and safety. Tune in next time for more bite-sized breakthroughs.